to Finlay, Adventures of a Black Bag. Adapted from the stories of A.J. Cronin by Sue Rodwell and starring John Gordon Sinclair as Dr. Finlay, the wife of a hero.
The trouble with Finlay was he sometimes couldn't see what was right in front of his nose. When Leavenford got into the second round of the Scottish Cup, the whole town went mad. 3-0 against Thistle. It meant a second round match with the Glasgow Rangers, top of the First Division, at that time the best team in the country. In the shipyards, in the pubs, on street corners, it was all folk talked about. At least folk who had the slightest interest in football.
Finlay!
Paxton!
We've done it, man! We've done it!
Done what?
We're in the second round!
Eh? We?
Leavenford United, the second round, the Scottish Cup. Weren't you at the match?
No.
The whole town was there. You missed a miracle, Finlay. Sorry, Finlay. Overindulged at the Rotary Club dinner last night. Look, let me buy you a drink.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I'm having something. Red Hackle, Ted. Make it a double. 3-0 it was, Finlay. All three scored by Ned Sutherland. The second goal, he just swerved it into the net from the left wing. You should have seen it. And the penalty sent the goalie completely the wrong way.
Oh, is that right?
I tell you, with Ned in the side, we can win the cup.
Aye, well, maybe.
Maybe? What do you mean, maybe? Ned Sutherland's still the best winger in the country.
Well, I'm sure he is, but I don't really know much about football.
You don't know much about football?
Rugby's more my game.
Oh, here it comes. Here they are. Ned, over here, man. Look, have a drink on me.
Oh, Mr. Paxton, I wouldn't mind a wee snifter.
Well, what'll it be?
Brandy, double if you don't mind.
You can have a treble if you like, Matt. Ted, you know Dr. Finlay?
No, I don't think so.
I delivered your daughter last summer, Mr. Sutherland.
Oh, Katie, did you? Well, in that case, Doctor, maybe I should be buying you a wee drink.
No, you'll not do that, Ned. It'll never be said in Leavenford that Ned Sutherland had to buy his own drinks.
Ah.
Here, cheers.
Oh, look at this. It's all over the newspaper.
What is?
Local team triumphs. What else? Assassination of the King of Yugoslavia. Just a paragraph on page 2. Ned Sutherland's miraculous left foot. All over the front page. And the back. Oh, I don't believe this. A middle page spread. What is it about the man?
You must ask Janet.
Janet?
She'll tell you anything you want to know about Leavenford United.
I don't believe you.
Ask her. You'll see.
I don't remember this endless talk about football last year.
We weren't into the second round of the cup last year. In fact, we were lucky to still be in the second division by the end of the season.
We? You're a football fan yourself then, Doctor.
You'll find it's a good thing, Finlay, to share some of your patients' interests, if not their prejudices.
Would you be wanting your kippers now?
Thank you, Janet.
Not for me, thank you, Janet.
Before you go, Finlay wanted to ask you something.
Yes, Doctor.
Go on, man.
I was just wondering why there was all this fuss about Ned Sutherland.
I really don't know.
You don't?
No. Of course, some people think he's the backbone of the team, but I'm of the opinion Jimmy McNeice and Oliver Neal are just as capable of scoring goals, and they're certainly more likely to turn up in the day without a hangover. Are you sure you won't be having a kipper?
Aye, maybe I will after all.
There.
Can you shut that baby up?
No, I can't.
Since I got a terrible heave this morning.
And whose fault is that?
Look, can I help it if people buy me drinks? I can't say no, can I? Can't offend them? I need to keep on the right side of Paxton if I want to get a job off him. If I'd known babies made all this noise, I'd never have had one.
You didn't. Oh, she's not right. I'm taking you to the surgery, aren't I, Katie? Doctor will make you all better, won't he?
Well, ask him about your eye while you're there.
Oh, no, it's not worth it. It's fine now. We just want something to stop you from fretting, don't we, Katie?
Aye, to keep me up half the night.
Ned Sutherland, you're the limit.
What?
You're out boozing all last evening and you have the nerve to blame your own daughter for your hangover.
Oh, she's a cruel woman, isn't she, Katie? She doesn't know how much I need my sleep. How important the match is. After Saturday, Katie, your daddy's going to be the most famous man in Scotland. You know that? Your daddy's going to be a hero.
Yeah, well, let's have a look at her, Mrs. Sutherland.
I'm sure it's only a cold, Doctor, but she doesn't seem to be throwing it off at all.
She's certainly growing.
She has that.
Well, Katie, let's see if you've a fever. Are you still breastfeeding her?
I had to stop. I didn't seem to have enough for her. You're a greedy wee thing, aren't you, my love?
You're looking a wee bit tired.
I'm fine. It's Katie I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, her chest's clear. Temperature's normal. I think it's just a cold. And she's teething. She's in a bad temper. And she's letting you know.
Just like her father, aren't you, darling?
Are you sure you're all right in yourself?
It's nothing.
You just seem a little unsteady. Are you dizzy?
A bit. It's because of my eye.
Your eye?
I can't seem to see out of my left eye.
Well, you mean you're blind in that eye?
I'm sure it's nothing.
Do you have any sort of headache?
Sometimes. More and more these days, and they're pretty bad.
And how long have you been having the dizzy spells?
Just these last weeks. I don't want Ned to be worried.
Yeah, well, let's just forget about Ned for the moment. Did you notice any deterioration in your eyesight?
I don't think so. Except maybe a shadow. I can't explain it. Like there was a shadow inside my head.
Right, well, Mrs. Sutherland, I'm going to have a look at your eyes. I have to turn the light down. Then I'll be looking very closely at your eye with an ophthalmoscope. Won't hurt you at all.
I don't mind, Doctor.
All right. If you try not to blink. Open your eye wide as you can. That's it. I just need to...
What is it, Dr. Finlay?
No, I just had trouble finding the retina, but I've got it now. If you could just stay quite still for a moment.
It's hard not to blink, especially when you're told you mustn't.
Aye, it is, I know that. That's fine. Well, you can blink as much as you like now. That's me finished, I'll just turn the light back on. Does that hurt at all?
Not really.
Oh, well, that's good. Did you have a blow of any kind on the eye lately?
No. What's wrong?
No, I'd just like Dr. Cameron to see if you don't mind, Mrs. Sutherland.
It's something bad,
then. Oh, no, it's just... I'd like him to have a wee look at your eye. Would you mind if I just called him in?
Of course not.
You sit yourself down. I won't be a moment. Janet!
Doctor!
Janet, is Dr. Cameron not in?
He's out on a call.
Ah, damn.
He shouldn't be long. He's over at Tannock Bray to see Archie Paxton.
Oh, don't tell me. The man's eaten too much again. He expects us to cure his bellyache.
I really don't know, Doctor, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I have a patient in the surgery, Janet. Ned Sutherland's wife.
Aye?
Would you mind if I sent her in here to sit with you till Dr. Cameron gets back? I don't really want to leave her in the waiting room.
Of course, Doctor. I'd be interested to know who she thinks will be in the team on Saturday.
Oh, God, not the match again. Doesn't anyone talk about anything else?
Hospital? Don't be absurd, Cameron. The match is on Saturday. I can't go to hospital.
Just for a day or two. I'd like to keep you under observation.
It's just a bad stomach I've got.
Maybe something more.
It's always gut ache, and you always give me something for it, and it always goes away.
And you always promise not to eat too much ever again, and get some of this fat off you.
If I do, will you forget this nonsense about the hospital?
I think you may have something a bit more serious than a bad stomach, Archie.
What?
I can't be sure, partly because of all the fat around your abdomen. I'd like to ring Matron and arrange a bed for you.
If you must. As long as I'm out before Saturday.
Well, you must be getting very excited.
Excited?
About the match.
Oh, aye, the match.
Or are you bored with folk going on and on about it?
Well...
You probably wish Leavenford had never got through.
Oh, no. It's Ned's big moment. I wouldn't have anything ruin that. Are those Leavenford colours you're knitting?
They are. It's a hat for Saturday. But don't tell the doctors, or I'd never hear the end of it.
Dr. Cameron...
What are you skulking there for, man? You almost gave me a heart attack.
I've been waiting for you. I wonder if you'd come into the surgery for a moment.
What's this all about?
Mrs. Sutherland's been in to see me.
Jenny? Is it little Katie?
No. She's just got a cold. It's Mrs. Sutherland herself.
What's the matter, man?
Well, I don't know. I'd like your opinion.
I'll be wanting yours on Archie Paxton.
I think this might be a deal more serious than an upset stomach. Will you take a wee look at her for me?
Of course I will. What's your diagnosis? Keep both your eyes open if you can. Good. Now you can blink. You're very thin now. Have you lost weight recently?
I have. That's looking after a baby for you.
Now, close the right eye. How's your appetite?
Fine. Well, I eat enough.
Now I want to look at your right eye. That's it. You have headaches.
Now and then.
I wonder if you and Ned could look in on me and Finlay in the morning.
Then there is something bad the matter with me.
There is.
Something very serious, lass.
What is it?
You'll have to go into hospital.
I couldn't do that. I can't leave Katie. I can't leave Ned to look after her. Tell me what's wrong.
It's something called melanotic sarcoma.
That sounds important.
Aye.
What can you give me for it?
It's very advanced, Jenny. It's likely to have spread to other parts of your body.
You mean there's nothing you can give me?
We need to talk to your husband.
No.
He has to be told.
No! You'll say nothing to him. I'll tell him in my own good time. After the match.
Mrs. Sutherland,
Jenny, you leave it till after the match. It went hard with Finlay.
There should be something we can do for her. I'm a doctor, for God's sake. I can't just let her die without doing something.
But he knew there wasn't a thing to be done. The cancer had already spread too far, which is probably why he didn't pay as much attention to Archie Paxton as he might have done.
Mr. Paxton, wake up.
Oh! What is it? Oh, nurse.
The doctor will be here to have a look at you in a little while.
Cameron's already prodded me quite enough.
That is, it'll be Dr. Finlay.
Finlay? Not a footballing man. Doesn't say much for his intelligence. Is he any good?
He's an excellent doctor. I'm going to give you a sponge bath now. So if you could just slip off your pyjama top. Are you in pain?
I'm fine. This is all a fuss about nothing. I know you, don't I? Aren't you Johnny Angus's youngest?
I am.
Sally, is it?
Peggy.
Ah. Last time I saw you, you were riding some old nag in the Gymkhana up at your father's place. What on earth are you doing here?
Nursing.
I can see that. But why?
Well, maybe I thought there was more to life than Gymkhanas.
Aye. There's football.
And maybe I'll go back to Newcastle or Manchester. How would you like Manchester, eh, Jenny?
You haven't won the game yet.
No, but I will. And when I do, they'll be knocking at the door again. None of that. Ned Sutherland's past it, par. I'll show them all. When I beat the Rangers, there'll be no stopping me. What about London? Hotspurs, maybe? Can you see us in London, Jenny?
Let's just get past Saturday, Ned.
Well, don't you worry about Saturday. I know just what's going to happen on Saturday. I'll be the hero of Leavenford.
I'm to be out of here by Saturday, Finlay.
Are you now?
Cameron promised.
Well, we'll see. Nurse, will you draw the bedclothes back?
Doctor?
Have you any diarrhoea?
No.
Vomiting?
No.
What about pain? Does this hurt?
Well, of course, if you press me like that, it hurts, man.
Mm-hmm. And here?
Not to speak of.
Doctor?
Yes, what is it?
It's nothing. I'm sorry.
Doesn't she make a pretty nurse?
I beg your pardon?
She looks bonny in that uniform. Go on, Doctor. I saw the way you looked at her. Oh, don't mind me, Finlay. I've known Peggy since she was a little girl. Haven't I, Peggy?
Please, Mr. Paxton.
Would you take his pillows away, nurse? Lie flat, Mr. Paxton.
Oh. I had a touch of indigestion, that's all. Cameron's making a fuss about nothing.
I doubt that. Does it hurt to pass urine?
No.
And you're how old now?
58, last birthday, fit as a fiddle.
And you say you've no pain now?
I'm as right as rain.
You did have discomfort earlier, didn't you? I'm sorry, Doctor, but I noticed when I gave Mr. Paxton his bed bath, he seemed to be in pain.
Thank you, nurse.
Wind, that's all it was.
All right, Mr. Paxton, we'll keep you in tonight, see how you get on, and if there's no sign of any trouble, you can leave in the morning.
I'll have my suitcase packed and ready.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
You're a wee sneak, Peggy Angus.
Nurse, could I have a wee word outside?
Yes, Doctor.
Nurse Angus, you'll not interrupt me during an examination.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
And you won't contradict a patient in his presence. Any comments you have can wait till we're alone.
Yes, Doctor.
Even if you happen to know the patient. You seem to be personally acquainted with half the patients in this hospital. Or at least the wealthy ones.
What do you mean by that, Doctor?
I mean nothing except remember you're a nurse, not a debutante.
I'll try, Doctor, if I possibly can. Will that be all?
Yes.
Finlay couldn't see what was in front of him, but then neither could Peggy, even if it was plain to the rest of us. And poor Finlay had other matters on his mind. So what did you think about Paxton?
Touch of gastritis, that's all.
Do you think so?
He says there's no pain, his temperature's down. I don't think you have to worry about him. No, it's Jenny Sutherland I'm concerned with.
I know.
Ned Sutherland ought to be told.
Aye, but you can't tell him.
She needs rest. She needs looking after. All he cares about is his damned football.
I know how hard that is. Death.
She's not dead yet. I've been reading up on similar cases.
Then you'll know there's little hope.
There are new techniques, drugs even.
Far too late for that, man. I'm sorry.
I'll call in there this morning, see how she is.
But you'll say nothing to Ned, will you? Finlay?
I'll get it.
Dr. Finlay?
Oh, no. Dr. Finlay, what on earth are you doing here?
Just wanted to see how you were.
Katie, you mean? She's just fine.
She's cutting her first tooth, Doctor.
Aye.
So there was no need to call by.
So how's Mr. Paxton? I heard he was in the hospital.
He's fine. He insisted on being discharged this morning.
Well, he's not going to miss the match for anything.
Mrs. Sutherland,
it was good of you to call, but you must be busy, so we'll let you get on your way.
Aye, well, I'll say goodbye then.
Right, goodbye then, Doctor. And there's no need to look so worried. We'll win on Saturday, I promise you that.
Finlay could see she was deteriorating fast, and that husband of hers was oblivious to everything but the great match. And worse, far worse, there was absolutely nothing he could do about it.
Finlay, let me buy you a drink to thank you for getting me out of that hospital.
You shouldn't be drinking alcohol yet.
Nonsense, I'm fine. Can I get you something?
Yes, I think you can. I'll have a whiskey, thank you.
Finlay was having a hard lesson to learn. He wasn't, after all, God. The whiskey was followed very rapidly by another. And another.
You know something, old man?
What's that?
You're much too hard on her.
Who's that?
Peggy, of course. Peggy Angus. She's a soft spot for you, you know.
Nonsense.
Take it from someone who knows about these things. Man of the world. And she's a damn fine nut.
Aye, well, I know that well enough.
Then let her know.
Aye. Yeah, I might just do that. Yeah, I just might.
Ned, would you mind very much if I didn't come to the match tomorrow?
What are you talking about? Mind? Of course I mind.
I'll listen on the wireless.
But it's not going to be the same. You've come to every match I've ever played.
It's just, I think I'm coming down with something.
You've not been yourself for weeks. What's the matter with you?
Nothing at all. I just need to rest and I'll be fine.
Dr. Finlay?
You are looking very pretty.
You are really, really drunk.
No, I am not.
Why don't you go home now?
Well, you know something, Peggy Angus?
I know all sorts of things.
Your life is unfair.
Yes, I think I do.
Well, and you're a clever lass. You're a bonny and a clever lass.
Sit down, Doctor, or you'll fall down.
Why? Tell me this if you can. You tell me why a good woman who's done no one any harm at all, should be dying and there's nothing... There's absolutely nothing that I can do for her.
It happens, Doctor.
Well, it shouldn't.
I know.
She came into the surgery hoping I'd tell her baby was just fine, and I did, but I just had to interfere. I had to know best.
What are you talking about?
I looked into her eye, and I saw death. She'll be dead in a week. I saw death.
I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Why did you come all this way to talk to me?
Because... because I had to, Peggy. I needed to see you. I needed...
You wait here. I'll telephone Dr. Cameron to come and fetch you.
Would you, Peggy? Would you do that? Because I think that I'm going to be very, very sick.
Would you like another coffee, Doctor?
Please.
Black?
Very black and very strong.
Well, Janet, the great day's here.
It is indeed.
Oh, could you turn that telephone down?
You should have a proper breakfast.
Oh, God, the woman's a sadist.
What were you doing up at the nurse's home anyway?
Nurse's home?
Don't you remember?
Last thing I remember about last night was downing one too many whiskies at the Cross Keys.
That was Mrs. Paxton. Her husband's been taken very poorly.
You are right, Doctor. It's appendicitis. I should have seen that.
It's hard enough to diagnose, and when the patient doesn't want you to know.
It looks like I've managed to kill two patients in less than a week.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself, man. You've not killed either of them. But if you don't operate, Paxton's going to die.
I can't operate. We'll get a surgeon up from Glasgow.
Far too late for that. It's perforated, probably gangrenous.
I've only ever assisted. I've never actually performed an appendectomy myself.
Neither have I, and I'm far too old to start now.
But if he dies...
He's certainly going to die if we just leave him.
Will you assist?
I'd be pleased to, and Peggy can help. Be good experience for us both.
Well, Paxton won't thank us, you know, for making him miss his precious football match.
United!
At last, the great day has arrived, and here comes the famous former Newcastle star Ned Sutherland, leading his lowly team onto this small 11-foot pitch. It really is a glorious sight, the stands packed with supporters, flags and scarves waving. And now the Rangers and their bright blue jerseys are taking to the field. The crowd is hushed. The referee tosses the coin. It hangs in the misty air for a moment and falls. Levenford have won the toss.
Go on, Ned. Do us proud.
It's kicked off. The ball is passed swiftly up the field by Grant of Glasgow Rangers on the wing to the tall outside left, Stevenson.
Can you see all right, nurse?
I can.
You ready, Dr. Cameron?
Slice away, Finlay.
Aye. Well, I'm going to make a short incision through the skin and fat, and there's a lot of fat.
Foul, ref! Didn't you see it, ref? Foul! Oh.
And Meiklejohn has the ball. He's running up the pitch. He swerves past one, two men, and he shoots. Oh, I say, a beautiful save by 11-foot small but agile goalkeeper McKenzie.
Now I'm going to separate the muscles of the wall and reveal the peritoneum. To the forceps, nurse.
Doctor?
Dr. Cameron, can you just make sure there's no bleeding? That's it. Now, I'm going to cut... and move aside the small intestine. And there it is.
It's in a bad state by the looks of it.
Aye, we'll need to drain it.
The tubes, Doctor?
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be tricky.
That's what makes it fun.
You know, speak for yourself, Doctor.
Meiklejohn has the ball for the
Rangers. Come on, Ned. Come on, Ned.
Right back. Oh, my God, that's a terrible mistake by the right back. And it's a goal! Glasgow Rangers have scored!
Ned, oh, my poor Ned. Hush, my love. Your mommy's going to have to lie down. You'll both have a nice, long sleep.
Shh. Come on, Leavenford United! They've got to score now.
We're well into the second half now, and Glasgow Rangers remain 1-0 ahead after Meiklejohn's goal in the 38th minute. Can Leavenford United stage an improbable comeback?
Almost there. Just... tie off the appendix. Would you like to cut it, Dr. Cameron?
No, man, no. It's your operation.
Knife, nurse. And
There it is, in all its pus-filled glory. Do you think we should keep it for Paxton to take home?
Oh, he'd like that.
Yeah, would he? Well, you know him better than I do.
I'll go and get the sterilised bottle.
Have I said the wrong thing again?
It's just a talent you have.
Aye, well, better close him up, I suppose.
Ed Sutherland has the ball. He's passed one man and another, and he's in the penalty area with only one man between himself and the goal. Can he do it? No! He's been brought down. He's writhing in agony on the ground. I do hope the injury isn't too serious, but surely that must be a penalty kick.
Penalty!
Now,
penalty!
What's the referee's
penalty!
Decision?
Penalty!
Yes, a penalty kick! He places the ball on the penalty spot. The crowd is hushed. This may well be the last kick of the match. He steps up, he runs forward, and it's a goal! It's a goal! He's done it! Ned Sutherland has scored for Leavenford!
Can I leave you to wheel him back to his room?
Of course, Finlay.
And will you send for me when he wakes up?
Don't worry about Paxton. You go and see how Jenny is.
Jenny! Jenny, my love! Did you hear it? I was here, Jenny! Jenny?
Where have you been, Sutherland?
Been celebrating, of course!
I've been waiting for you for hours.
You sound just like Jenny. Where is she? Where's my beloved?
Sit down, man. Something to tell you.
Why the long face, Doctor? Whom do you think we'd lost?
Ned Sutherland never kicked a football again. His heart wasn't in it. And Leavenford lost 4-0 to the Rangers in the replay. Our glorious hour was over.
Do you ever get used to it, Dr. Cameron?
Losing a patient?
Aye.
I suppose you have to. But it's not something I'd make a habit of if I were you, Finlay.
Aye.
In Dr. Finlay, Adventures of a Black Bag, Dr. Finlay was played by John Gordon Sinclair, Dr. Cameron by Brian Pettifer, and Janet by Katie Murphy. Ned Sutherland was played by Irvin Allen, his wife by Annie George, Paxton by David McHale, and Nurse Angus by Sharon Small. Roddy Forsyth commentated on the match. The Wife of the Hero was dramatised by Sue Rodwell and produced in Bristol by Jeremy Howe.